Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I am Gabrielle. I am a former New York Mafia princess, originally from Austria. I am the mother of three and the owner of Too Posh Boutique. And here with my beautiful co-host, Marcella, my daughter.
Hello, I'm Marcella. I'm a dancer, choreographer, model, and designer for Too Posh. And I say whatever the fuck I want.
My name is Bernie Diamond, and I am the most interesting one-armed Hispanic French bulldog lover in this room.
I am Polly. I am a certified sexual health consultant and educator, former professional dominatrix, currently working at the largest adult novelty store in the Texas Panhandle.
What will they say next? Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast. I am Gabrielle. I'm your host today, here with all my co-hosts are here today. My daughter, Marcella.
Hello.
Our Puerto Rican.
Yes.
This is Bernie.
Yes. Hola, ¿cómo estás?
And my son Gino.
I'm back.
Finally.
So happy about this.
Spider, DJ.
Hello.
No. No.
It's his birthday today. Happy birthday,
you know what?
Spider.
You're right. Thank Spider. You. I'm
happy
still disappointed.
Birthday,
that.
Spider.
Happy birthday.
And we have a very special guest today that I'm so excited to announce. It is Mr. TJ Glover.
Hello, Ooh. Hello.
Yay. And he's here with MVP Vodka.
Yes.
That
say,
is yes. the company.
You just have this really cool looking vibe to you, man. Like, you just look cool. Yeah, like, he just has this cool vibe.
I appreciate that.
Well, we met TJ at the Night of Superstars, which is a charity event here in Dallas. And he was there with his MVP vodka that he donated to the event. And
nice.
We found out right off the bat that he has something extremely special that I had never had before in my life. I'm not a vodka drinker, really, but it is a lemon berry vodka.
Incredible.
And Chino never drinks.
Yeah.
Did you bring us any?
Not the lemon berry. I thought it was in my trunk, but yeah. I do have the regular one.
All right. We'll take some regular berry.
I have some cranberry.
Yeah, we'll add our own berry to it. It's fine.
It's unreal.
Is there another one out there in the market like that?
No, there's no other lemon berry out there. So
it is literally unbelievable.
Like, you can drink it
so you
straight?
Tried it?
Yep. I tried it. I loved it.
Straight.
It was. Gina drank it with a little.
Really?
Did you not drink it with some cranberry juice?
The first two or three were juice, and then they ran out of juice, and then the last couple were just straight with ice.
So right before
so
I threw
good,
up, the last one had no.
No, it's probably the best thing I've ever had.
No kidding.
Wow.
That's hard to find something unless you have an acquired taste of certain liquors and whatnot that you can sip. But if for those who have to have it mixed with something to make it sweeter, that you can drink it straight up is kind of interesting.
I couldn't believe it. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, we're pretty proud of that one.
You should be. That is, incredible.
Yeah.
But since you brought one, will you show us the bottle? I'll break out the cups, you guys.
Yeah. I know.
Oh,
that's cool.
Nice.
Yeah. Red cups. So how did you, that's really cool looking.
Yes.
How did you come up with the design for MVP?
Oh, man, it was a lot of time. A lot of us in a room like this.
Well, with that being said, real quick before you go on that, are you the sole owner? Are there multiple people who do?
Okay. I have a very, very small piece.
That's all right.
Our big majority owner, boss man, is Roy Williams.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, former Cowboys receiver.
Nice, yeah. He has a big security company now, right?
No. So Roy is, the one who played at Texas.
Yeah.
He's got a trucking company out in Odessa.
Okay.
He's from Odessa. And I'm from Midland, so
okay.
We played against each other from seventh grade to the time we graduated. We've always kind of been in touch. And
dude, he used to knock some heads off, man.
Yeah, so big time receiver, and wanted to start a vodka company, and I kind of caught wind of it, and I was like, hey,
dude, that's cool.
I want in.
So how long have you guys? So how long did it take you guys? Thank you. Oh, this is. From a concept of, Roy, I mean, you guys have been friends for forever.
Yeah.
And did he approach you or did you approach him or how did the whole thing come into play?
So it started with his co-founder, which is BJ Johnson, who also played receiver at Texas. He's a Grand Prairie kid. And I had met BJ through a mutual friend. And so when I caught wind of it, I actually called BJ because Roy doesn't communicate on that level. So I contacted BJ and we got to talking about it. BJ knew my sales background from this mutual friend who I had kind of helped him start up a business and doing t-shirts and hats and hoodies. And after 6 years was being acquired for $100 million.
Wow.
But I had no piece of that. So I was kind of ready to get out, trying to find something with some equity and everything. And so BJ kind of knew my background and what I'd done for that company. And, you know, we kind of got on the phone together, me, BJ, and Roy, and this thing just kind of formed. And we started, you know, designing bottles, started doing taste, you know, and it all started with everyone bring in your favorite vodka. And then you have to.
What was your previous favorite vodka?
I was an Absolute guy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You know, but, you know, like I said, you mix a lot of them.
Yeah.
And so everyone had to go around the table and taste all of them.
How's that?
That lasts for about 20 minutes and then you guys are slurring the words. I've always had the question of, you know, there's different ways. And when I say this, whoever's listening, I don't really know anything about what I'm about to say. So if it sounds off, then that's because I don't know much about it. But it's distilled differently and there's different ways.
I was about to ask that same thing.
What I've never been able to grasp or understand, I'm a big bourbon drinker. I love whiskey and bourbon. And I still don't even grasp all the way those things are distilled and the way they're made. And people can tell the difference in this and that and so on and so forth. And I can tell when there's some smoother types of bourbons or vodkas. Or you can definitely tell when there's a shit well or there's a better type of vodka. How did you guys figure out the kind of recipe of how you wanted this to go about? Does that make sense what I'm asking?
So we wanted to do something different. Of course, the vodka category is just flooded, you know, so many different companies. So we had to try and find something, you know, something different. Being a Texas vodka, you got your Tito's and all those guys that are corn and different things like that. So we didn't want to do corn. We didn't want to do potato. So we
potato went, like a Russian thing? Did I just make
that
up?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's nice.
So we went with a wheat, an American wheat, which Grey Goose and Kettle One are wheat, but they're European wheats. So we use an American wheat and tried to go after that profile.
Wow.
The first thing that I noticed is I was shocked that this name was available, especially coming from having a Dallas Cowboy.
Was
he in the Hall of Fame or
no?
But he was a big play, big time Dallas Cowboys player. So the natural thing is MVP. I mean,
that is available.
We were really surprised that was available.
How did you guys you are right. You're trying to separate yourself, trying to figure out how do you create something in a flooded market based on what you just said. And I think we can all agree. You go to a liquor store, you go to anywhere. There's 100 vodkas, 100 gins. 1,000 bourbons. So how did you guys decide on MVP as a name in a flooded world to set yourself apart? I mean, I would think this, like you said, like football.
Unbelievable.
But
yeah,
I
think it's so cool.
How'd you do that?
So we wanted to do something sports related. There's never been, you know, everyone has their marketing campaigns, but there had never been like a brand, you know, named, you know, specifically for sports. And so we started just kind of throwing out some names and someone said, I think it was Roy said MVP. And we were like, that's perfect. But you know, it's probably not going to be there. You know, we kind of looked it up and it was available. So, I mean, we kind of ran with that and tried to.
You had to be so excited.
Oh man, we were super excited. Yeah.
How long has this been going?
We just hit 4 years last month.
Okay, and are you in all liquor stores?
We are in some specs. We're in Goody Goody, your Total Wines. Some of your smaller ones, your Liquor Depots here in DFW.
Got it.
But yeah, we're in Texas, Nevada, and Colorado.
Okay.
So I had a friend of mine.
In Vegas.
Vegas?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. We've got a deal with MGM in Vegas.
Hey, no kidding. That's awesome.
That is a big deal.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine that works for TX.
TX Whiskey.
And they were telling me that TX is pretty known, at least in Texas. Yeah. It's a Texas whiskey, but... to get into those stores it's like hitting the lottery from my understanding. She was telling me it was so brutally hard because it's just flooded and there's so many people push it in. That's huge.
How did you do that?
Yeah, exactly.
Relationships, you know, we try to build a lot of relationships it was a 2-year process of coming up with the name, doing the bottle,
2 years,
kind of the taste and everything like that. So it was just a long process.
And manufacturing, I'm sure.
Yeah.
That's, hard to figure out,
you know,
too.
Finding a guy to do the bottles and different things and going back and forth and changing things. So it was a long process. So we met a lot of people during that time that had other relationships. We kind of used those.
Yeah. Awesome. And I know you showed us, I think, the new design for the new bottles.
Yes.
Is that it?
No.
But you have a new one, right? Yes.
You guys are changing the bottle up again?
Yes.
Yeah, tell us how, because really cool. It's so cool.
Can we get any pictures or can we see, or is it top secret?
Yeah. figure out a way to get it up. We want to go for more of like the show bottle. I mean, really stick out on the vodka shelf. You know, people who pretty much do bottle service, it's for show. And so to have a really cool bottle that people are like, hey, I want that bottle. One.
That's what makes me go for alcohol anyway, is, or even wine. I'm like, oh, I like that bottle.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that name, I'm too like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're trying to really use that and do something that really says MVP, whether it's, you know, sports or lifestyle.
So that's cool.
You know, more gold, more pop, you know, different things like that. But it'll be the only type of vodka bottle out there. Like
so it looks like that.
So Roy, you guys are all based here in Dallas, right? Or in mm-hmm. the okay. So are you making big pushes into the club scene? I mean, I feel like it's the obvious. Maybe it's not, but are you guys making big pushes into the club scene to meet with the owners? Because I'd almost wonder if trying to create that lifestyle brand, one of the aspects is, right, one of the avenues is a lifestyle brand, like you were saying. It almost seemed like it'd be cool to work these deals where you meet with some of the big clubs, you know, in Dallas and Fort Worth, specifically since you guys all live here. Everyone knows who Roy Williams is. To get in there and just talk to the owners or the managers about, hey, let's put a few bottles in here, discount it heavily, and get them just to where when someone orders their bottle service, I mean, whether it's heavily discounted or you guys, am I throwing it off too much?
No.
You guys want to hire me? Because right now I have all sorts of good ideas.
You're good.
Brady will sell it.
I just sold myself on it. I'll buy it.
The thing with these guys, I mean, it's the same with liquor stores. It's hard for small brands to really get in there. You get a little bit of pull just because it's a Texas brand, but still they want money.
They want money?
How does that work?
What?
Well, it's a gray area that a lot of them take advantage of. So, you know, I mean, the Tito's guys, they can go in there and say, hey, man, I'm going to give you, you know, $500 this month and just make ours the feature, you know. But we can't go into every bar and do that. You know, we can't do that type of stuff. So the big brands get a lot of pull, they're ordering cases at a time.
Yeah.
You know, we started off and we were like, okay, well, you know, I'll buy your first two bottles. You buy four bottles, I buy two, put us on feature. You know, we started kind of getting with some guys like that, but other people are like, you know, well, what can you do for me?
Sure.
And that starts getting really, really expensive.
So it's that saturated that you actually have to pay to be there. That's
well, because
incredible.
the big guys do.
Wow.
Wow.
That is unbelievable.
So what is the goal for the vodka?
Acquisition.
Someone to buy it.
We want to build a brand up, get it recognized really well, and for one of the big companies to acquire us.
I see.
I didn't realize, you know, I worked in medicine for 11 years, and that happens. I know that companies buy big companies. I had no clue. That didn't make any sense to me. I mean, I hear you saying right now that doesn't make any sense to me in the sense of having like a Tito's or I don't even know the names of places, but coming in buy MVP. So if that happened, would they change the name of it? Would they leave it the same? It's just the brand recognition they appreciate and they'd
leave it the same pretty much. I mean, George Clooney's,
Casamigos.
Ooh,
tequila.
I love it. My favorite.
Not too many people know about it. Not too many people knew about it. And then, I mean, even liquor stores that I had talked to, they were, you know, kind of discounting it or it was on closeout. And then all of a sudden,
he
sells for $1 billion. And this hits the news, and then everyone's like, I want to taste
it
this
is
tequila.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And now it's everywhere.
And it is, you know? So good.
It gets bought by one of those big companies who already have the marketing, already have the market flooded. Now, this is our product.
Yeah. That seems like 1 + 1 = 2. That makes total sense. It initially didn't, but man, makes total sense.
Deep Eddie's, you know, they did it for 4 or 5 years and sold it for $380 million.
Gosh.
And
Good Lord.
And then, you know, those guys made their money and went other ways, and the company that bought it kept it going and did even more with it because they've got those deep pockets.
Wow.
Unbelievable. So you have a deal with MGM.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about? I mean, that's amazing.
That was another relationship. Well, of course, Roy loves to go to Vegas. He spent a lot of time at Bellagio. And so we kind of got to meeting some people when we were coming up with the idea. And then we brought on kind of a celebrity bartender, Russell Davis, who's been on Bar Rescue and all these other things.
I was like, how are you a celebrity? What makes a celebrity bartender?
I mean, he travels around the world doing different things.
That is a thing?
And he consults, you know, consulting.
I've actually saw that from Bar Rescue.
Yeah, Bar Rescue and, you know, all these guys. I mean, they're...
What do you mean?
So they create these drinks, depending on what you're trying to accomplish. I mean, and then they, correct me if I'm saying it wrong.
From Bar Rescue?
From Bar Rescue.
Well, first of all, it's a bar that's kind of...
Falling.
Not really making any money. Okay. And so the owner wants to bring someone in. So they come in and figure out what the problem is.
Uh-huh.
They change the look of the bar, change the menu maybe, get some recipes that are easy to make drinks, get them out fast. So they bring in these celebrity bartenders to train the staff, create cocktails, teach them how to make it, time efficiency, and then they relaunch, you know, these bars. But these guys, I mean, they do that, but then also, you know, they could be on a project where they're redoing all of Chili's menus, you know, worldwide. They're redoing all of, you know, another restaurant, but they create these cocktails that go on the menus.
Crazy.
Well, I saw that you guys have some amazing recipes too. I was like, I'm looking at
like
it.
Oh, like vodka drink?
Wait, yeah, like the perfect Christmas drink. Want to hear it?
What is that?
A cup of cranberry juice, an ounce of MVP and vodka, of course, a mint leaf, and raspberries. So, like I want to do that.
This is actually I showed you kind of just the glass.
Yeah,
this is something. This is new.
What is it? Tell us.
That's with a little bit of design that we've had.
Oh, that's
done.
The design, so, yes.
Yeah, that's a couple different options.
So will it
options.
Be a white bottle like that?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Oh, cool.
We don't want it to kind of go to the rum chata look.
Yeah.
But, I literally was going to say that for sure.
That's
which is so
very
good
cool.
still, though, by the way.
Yes.
I love
yes,
it.
Yes, especially that with
coffee
and Fireball. It tastes like Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Mm. You alcoholics. You alcoholics. I'm having, what do you have for breakfast? Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yep.
Liquid.
I'm drinking
liquid.
It.
Liquid form.
So on the MVP vodka, I don't know if it was a Twitter page or there's all these different recipes and they all sound amazing. They have an MVP vodka spritzer. I mean, I was like, wow, these recipes, I want to try them all.
Which is cool because
very cool.
I have always, like, I don't like a lot of fruity drinks, so I always drink tequila straight,
mm-hmm.
or I drink
I
know. Or
that
I drink
explains a lot right there. Shut why up. Is she so pissed off? Just straight up tequila.
Shut up. I like dirty martinis, but I never know. Like, I'm like, what else do I drink besides vodka soda? Or because you can't.
I'm telling you, on their site, there is one after the other. I was going, oh my gosh.
Make cool drinks that don't have a lot of sugar, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Man, the funny thing about it is, you know, Russell Davis made those recipes.
But
then, like, they type it out, you know, all the recipes, and it was hilarious. Like, what is this? What is thyme? What is this? What is that? Like, I don't even know what to buy that. And Roy's like, I don't know what simple syrup is, you know? But even if, I think maybe on our website, but I know on YouTube, we actually filmed at the here in downtown Dallas at a rooftop pool where we had Russell, BJ, and Roy actually explaining the recipes and making them.
That's on YouTube.
We need to add the video to our YouTube.
That's cool.
That is very cool.
So, what would you look up? MVP vodka
recipes, maybe
recipes.
Yeah. Russell Davis. I don't. It may be.
Maybe it's on. Do you guys have YouTube channel?
I think we do.
Okay, then there you go.
I think we do.
On the MVP YouTube channel. And also, everyone, vodka disinfects and alleviates a jellyfish sting. I learned that too
really?
When I was researching this.
I thought I was peeing on somebody, no?
Well, that too, but the vodka seems a lot better.
People wonder why I always carry a bottle with me.
Just in case I get stung in Dallas.
I'm not wasting that mixed berry on a sting.
Oh, no.
Just pee on me.
Yeah, just pee on me. And I'll keep drinking the lingonberry.
Just pee while you're drinking.
That's right. If you drink enough, you won't feel the stings. That's fine.
Exactly.
That is so awesome.
So right now you have lemon berry.
Mm-hmm.
So are you guys coming out with more flavors down the road or?
No, we don't want to be that brand that comes out with a bunch of different ones. And then it's already, you know, tough enough, like I said, to compete, to get in liquor stores. And then you're asking them for more shelf space for, you know, a small brand.
Yeah.
But we think we knocked it out of the park with the lemon berry, you know, so
you did
kind of want to
grand slam
push those two and leave it. I mean, Tito's did regular vodka, which has been done for 100 years.
Yeah.
And has killed it.
Shit, so they're everywhere.
We kind of want to leave it with those two.
Yeah, every time when I did drink vodka, Tito's is always my go-to.
Same.
But no,
but not anymore.
I think it's all become just because of name and what people talk about it. Because we sit down many places and we'll do Tito's, Absolute, Grey Goose, MVP. You know, we'll do different ones and taste people. Tito's never comes in first. It's not a great vodka, but he's done a great job with it.
Yes.
You know, getting it out there, but people just know it and they go to it. But if they ever taste it by itself without mixing it and or compare it to other vodkas.
I've actually never done that. Like a vodka
literally
tasting
was
like
just about the same.
Not knowing what the difference if I tried it, like a sip of it.
I don't think I ever had vodka like straight up. I've never had. It's always mixed with something. Yeah. I don't know. But it's interesting.
So when we came out with this, we decided, you know, we tasted corn, we tasted potato, we tasted wheat. Then we decided to go with wheat. And then so the guy that's doing our mix kind of came in with different wheat ones. I mean, and it was some of them, put it here and it was like, oh man, that smells like that'll kill you. So wouldn't even taste it.
Yeah.
You know, and some of them smell smooth and you taste it and it's like burn, you know. Mm-hmm. So we had to go back and forth and back and forth, you know, just trying to figure out how we wanted it because we wanted a smooth vodka, sipping vodka. Yeah.
Oh.
With that being said,
what makes you get a headache? Like if a vodka is not done right, like what would make you get a headache?
Yeah. We talked about that. Patrick was like, well, if I don't get a headache, this is a win.
Yeah. And
it's more super win-win.
Yeah, right?
I couldn't exactly tell you know, what it is, but I mean, it's the smoothness. It's how it's distilled, you know. There's many different ways to distill. You know, you distill diamonds, distill charcoal, with this, with that, you know. So
that's good.
Thank you.
That's very, yeah, it's really smooth.
Wow.
Does anybody
that's really
like
smooth, man.
Burning vodka? Is that a thing?
No.
Is there
nobody like
burning
people
that.
Who are in high school and freshmen and sophomores in college. They love it.
Your skull, your taka.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're in high school and you're like,
this is so cool. Yeah.
That $9.
Yeah,
half gallon.
Still tastes like funny. Charcoal.
The plastic. Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right.
It's pretty nasty.
So I got a question for you. So are you guys self-funded or did you guys get VC, venture capitalists, people that invest in it?
We are. Roy is the only investor.
Wow.
Wow.
And you told me such a cool story about him when he was playing football. Tell us what his mom made him do.
Oh, his mom knew everything he was spending. She was on the account. While he was playing football, making all those millions. And
smart guy.
Jerry,
good for her.
Jerry traded two first round picks for Roy to come from Detroit to Dallas on a $40 million contract. And his mom knew everything that he was spending. And he retired with a lot of money.
A lot of money. So he just didn't blow it. Like,
you see how
a lot of
that
them
is?
Do.
There's a handful
incredible.
Of the players that do that. I mean,
well, yeah, and then they're broke.
Yeah. Yeah, like Rob Gronkowski, apparently he saved his entire NFL salary, everything he made. He lived off his endorsements, from my understanding. Mm-hmm. Guy is doing okay.
But a lot of guys have done.
Yeah. And then Marshawn Lynch. I mean, that guy he has 50, 60 million, they say, just sitting there. The guy didn't spend money on anything.
Skittles.
Yeah, that's right. But it's funny because you're right. Most of these guys end up, they used to, I think they're way more aware now. I'm making a pure guess because I'm not a NFL multimillionaire. But there's a lot more people paying attention to how to keep these guys with their money. But the contracts these guys are getting also are just.
It's unbelievable.
And it's really, you know, of course, with anything in life, it's about the circle, the group that you have around you.
Sure.
I mean, Adrian Peterson's just a great guy, but he was too good of a guy sometimes. You know, he gave out a lot of money to family and friends. Roy didn't have that. Roy had really good friends that weren't in his pocket. His mom, you know, he bought her house. He had one car. She had one car. She still worked, you know. You know, he lived. He's. I mean, we're country boys from Midland, Odessa, Texas. Yeah. You know, we're used to simple. Yeah. You know, and he lived that.
That's so cool.
Still does. Still does. I mean, he's one of the penny pincher guys. Like, I mean, he's like, really? Man, this guy told me he'd spray the backyard for mosquitoes for $100, and I said $100. Dude, yeah, you don't want mosquitoes. You got a pretty big backyard.
They say that's how they keep it, though. Yeah, exactly more right. Frugal.
That's yeah. Exactly right.
So, tell me. You told me a little bit about it, but tell me about the Friday Night Lights situation with Odessa, Texas. Is like no.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the movie.
That's
the
right.
Movie.
Yeah.
There's a movie made. It's called Friday Night
show.
Lights.
TV show. I mean, that's just pretty cool. I mean, it's known worldwide. That was, I think, 88, 89 season.
Yeah.
And so in the movie is actually pretty funny because Roy, who played at Odessa Permian, he's, you know, legend. It's the Roy Williams Fieldhouse there at Permian High School.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, he played the defense coordinator for Midland Lee in the movie.
Oh, no way.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's really, really crazy. Cool.
Yeah.
Is it still as crazy culture-wise in Odessa as it used to be back in the movie?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're still a small town, but it's more so oil-filled now than it was back then. There's some money back there then.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of money, but it was like everybody that was living there was pretty much from there. You had people moving in slowly.
Yeah.
But nowadays, I mean, money's booming, but 50% of the people that live in Midland, Odessa aren't from Midland and Odessa or from West Texas.
Do they still shut the city down?
Oh, yeah. Game nights.
That's crazy.
Friday night game nights are crazy. I went back this weekend for the Midland Lee versus Midland High crosstown game. It was our 20-year anniversary or 20-year reunion for our 1999 national championship team. So my senior year, we were national champs.
Oh, wow.
Nice. In high school football. And then we got inducted into the Midland Athletics Hall of Legends this past weekend.
Wow, really?
That's crazy. I mean, seeing some of my teammates I haven't seen in 20 years, you know, some in 10, some 15, but man, it was crazy. And everyone has their wives and their kids. And, you know, my kids are 3 and 1 and their kids are 14 and 17, you know, different things, you know.
Isn't it crazy, though, to see where some people end up in their lives?
Yeah.
I went back from my 20, I was like, what the fuck with some of these people? And they mean, they were supposed to be this super, this and that. They ended up being, you know, not that at all.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, but a lot of us, like me and our middle linebacker, you know, we went from daycare through high school together.
Wow.
Oh, that's a small town thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys still friends today?
Oh, still best friends.
No kidding.
Like his son and my daughter have the same birthday, just a year apart.
No way.
But yeah. He lives in Odessa?
He lives in Midland.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I mean, we talk once a week still, you know, I mean, yeah, we're still best friends.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, me and then our quarterback, you know, he moved to town in 8th grade and I was the first person he met, you know, and we're still like brothers. You
that's
know.
That small town.
It's like
you're Austrian.
Yeah,
friends.
I have the same one still today.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is something about it. It's something to be said about that.
But we tailgated for that game
you
on Friday.
Did?
Oh man.
Did you bring MVP vodka?
Two big can of beef. We had vodka. I mean all of our coaches came back.
Wow. You know,
coaches are hammered before the game.
Oh, we were. They were, I mean, because, you know, we had the 98, the 99, and the 2000 team. We won three state championships.
Oh, my gosh.
And you were 99? Is that what you were?
I was on a 98 and 99 team.
Oh, man. I was 96.
What position did you play?
Receiver. I played receiver 98, our first state championship. In my senior year, I got moved to safety, and I was the first team all-state safety on the national championship team.
Nice. Very cool.
So, but, I mean, yeah, the coaches were too busy trying to see everybody and meet their families and all of that, but we kind of – you know, we kind of high-fived.
Were these the same coaches?
They're not the coaches who coach now.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, all these coaches are pretty much they've all retired.
Wow.
But yeah, they all came back from their hometown or from where they live now.
That's so amazing.
And got to see everybody.
Yeah.
And the crazy thing about it is, you know, we were there celebrating, you know, this, which 2000 was the last state championship in Midland, and the Midland Lee team right now is 9-0. And going for a state championship.
Wow, that's cool. It's
the first undefeated team since then.
Are you gonna go to that game?
I'll be at some of the playoff games.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
That is really cool.
I think we went to Odessa one time when I was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Our school. And I think we got there and we were like,
where did you go to school?
Huge. Arl Turner in Carrollton.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you had to go out there and play in that Ratliff Stadium.
I just remember the football players being really good and our team was not good. And we were like, guess we're going home. That's all I remember.
That's too funny. I'm sorry.
TJ, tell us a little bit about your private personal life. How you grew up, like, were you an athlete, obviously? And then,
a little bit. Grew up, born and raised in Midland. Me and my mom, two sisters. My older sister, she ended up, I think they got third at state in track. My little sister was a trainer. But played football, basketball, and ran track. Of course, like I said, first team all-state football, was all district basketball 2 years, and then went to state and track. But my senior year was All-American, got sixth in the country.
My goodness, in very track. Athletic.
And then
family.
Such an athlete.
Grew up there, lived a great, I mean, just a country, simple life. You know, my mom kind of spoiled me, but I was only son. I was only grandson also because my mom is the only child. So yeah. My grandparents, you know, kind of spoiled me too. I was my grandpa's son and grandson. After high school, I went to Angelo State in San Angelo, Texas on a football and track scholarship, which my sister went there also on a track scholarship. And my freshman year, I was All-American in track. I got eighth in the country as a freshman. Suffered a shoulder injury and had surgery and kind of got depressed and, you know, things like that. Ended up leaving school and went back home and just took some classes, did some rehab. Then I got an invite to try out for an arena football team. And 250 guys show up, and the coach kept five of us.
What team was it?
This was in Lubbock. It was the Lubbock Lone Stars. It was gonna like a new league, a new franchise. And so went out there, tried out. You know, made it to camp. First couple games, I was on practice squad. Then one of the starting receivers got into an argument with coach in film, like on a Thursday, and coach dismissed him from the team, and we're stretching, and he says, hey, be ready, kid, you're starting Saturday. And it kind of took off from there, and I played 4 years of arena football and kind of retired there and met my now wife. She was in grad school getting a master's, and she ended up getting a master's and doctor's degree, and we moved here. And
what is she? She's a doc?
She's a physical therapist.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Wow.
And they have two beautiful kids.
Yep. One and three.
Yep. One and three.
Yep. Brinley is three, and Tristan just turned one.
Nice. Nice.
So they're already athletic babies?
Probably. Oh, man. 1 year old. I'll show you videos of her swinging a bat. She's a lefty, too.
Is your wife athletic, too?
My wife's 6 foot.
Wow.
Wow.
Ex-basketball player.
All right. No way.
Yeah.
But yeah, your kids will be like major athletes.
Hopefully smart too.
They'll be smart.
Yeah. Something tells me so.
Well, yeah. My wife, her mom, and her little sister all have doctor's degrees.
Wow.
And then my father-in-law has his master's, but he was a professor.
Wow.
So I'm like, yeah, get him some of that.
They'll be very smart.
Yeah, mix all of this up. So
that's crazy. Awesome. That's really awesome. Wow, man.
Now, what do you think where MVP Vodka is, like, after 4 years, it has grown unbelievably. Where do you see it? When do you see an acquisition? What do you think?
I think maybe give us 3 to 5 years. We're growing, but haven't grown as much as we've wanted to. But we hired a COO about 4 or 5 months ago who knows the business, who's going to, you know, get us to the next level. I mean, we jumped in it with you know, a lot of hunger, ready to hustle and grind, but didn't know too much about the business. And so we've done, I think, what we can, but now we've brought someone on who can get it budgeted right and get things right so we can bring in more money than it's going out, which isn't a big deal with acquisition. You know, it's not like, oh, we're spending $1 million a year and we're only making 500,000,
yeah,
you know, or, you know, anything like that. They don't really, they try and look at how much you're selling. Mm-hmm. So really just trying to get those deals and get, you know, more recognized and things like that. So hopefully within 3 to 5 years, we can make something happen.
I mean, nice. I'm not a big drinker or anything like that, but I've just been such a fan ever since we met you. That's all I talk about. I tell everybody about it. It's, mm-hmm. And then wait till you taste the lemon berry. I'm telling you, you gotta try it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's incredible.
Yeah. We've been blessed. I mean, mm-hmm. Especially with our families behind us, you know, at first there was a lot of traveling and, you know, so the wives dealing with us traveling and drinking and partying.
And
you
know. Vegas.
Yeah. And Vegas yes, a lot, you know, so, but I think we're at a point where we're kind of starting to understand the business. But I'm keeping it all. I see nothing but positive.
I think that's awesome.
You know, but a lot of people do respond to it because we don't have like sales reps or anything, you know.
Right.
It's when someone shows up for MVP, it's one of us.
Yeah.
There's five guys in MVP. It's myself, it's Roy, it's BJ, then two of Roy's brothers that are in it, and then now the COO. But when there's a meeting, there's something going on in a store, you're going to see one of us. You're not going to see just someone else out there.
Does Roy go on sales calls?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Roy will meet me in Houston, will meet me in Austin, we'll go to El Paso, you know, Vegas, and we'll set up 2 days of meetings, you know, for 8 to 10 hours a day, and we'll just go all day hitting different places.
Yeah. But it takes. Eat the street for yep. sure.
Wow. I love it. I think it's gonna go, it's big and you're gonna get everything.
Well, now next time I go to the liquor store, I'm gonna buy MVP vodka.
So again, where are you guys at?
Some of the specs and where all the goody goodies, your Total Wines, your Seagulls, and then some
goody
of the
goody is the one I go to.
Yeah.
So I'll look there at you it for go. Sure.
Yeah. We're at all the
goody lemon
goodies. The lemon berries there?
Yes. Yes.
I will get it for sure.
Yes. Can you give us your social media stuff so everyone can find it on social media?
So at MVP Vodka is Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. Mine is, man, I don't even know. Glove _4_ MVP. It's glove for MVP. It's a glove for MVP, but I think there's
/24
underscores between glove and four, you know.
Well, we are going to go to our Miss Polly segment.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get to call her today.
She's going to look it up to make sure we get it right.
Just look up TJ Glover and then it'll pop up Glover MVP. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was looking for the vodka first.
Yeah.
Found it.
Yeah.
I've missed this music.
Right?
It's this little jingle.
I know. I thought.
Hello, hello.
Hi, Miss Polly.
Miss Polly.
Hey, Miss Polly. We have a special guest on today. His name is TJ Glover, and he and his partners have come up with a new vodka, and it's called MVP Vodka. It's the best one ever. You have to have some.
I would love some.
Lemon berry.
They have a lemon berry.
Oh my God, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it's the best. You have to go get one. But
y'all could send me a care package.
Yeah.
There we go.
We have a question for you, Miss Polly. Do you know?
Okay. Do the jingle.
Oh, yeah, the jingle.
Oh, sorry.
I forgot about the jingle, too. It's been so
thanks,
long
Spider.
Since we've done this.
Thank you, Spider. Oh, my
You're
gosh.
You're so good, Spider.
Oh, I know. Thank God. You. Keeps me you. Right.
This is Penis and Pussy Talk with Miss Polly.
Same reaction everybody gives. Yeah.
Never gets old.
Never gets old.
That's what she said.
Exactly.
Miss Polly, we talk about some of people's fantasies and sexual fantasies, and there is one. It says, have you ever fantasized about a sexual encounter with the same sex?
No.
That
sorry. Sorry. Yeah, I can say I'm wrong on that one.
Everyone here is like, no thanks.
I think it'd be, I mean, whatever. I never have.
Whatever.
No, I was going to say, it's way more, I think, acceptable for women to, I'm making a pure guess on this one, for it to be thought by women and done, I think, more by women. But, I mean, I don't know, when I used to work in the hair business, man, I'd have people hit on me all the time, and it just never ever did it for me. Guys that would hit on me all the time, and it never ever was something that I was like, huh.
Miss Polly, do you?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, don't you disappoint me all of a sudden being all prime and proper and prim and all that.
You know, I'm that one that does it, but it's, you know, well, been there, done that. So yeah,
you're such a slut. You know, you're such a slut. I love it.
You go back to the things that you like, and you go, "I like that. I remember that. That sounds good. I think I'll take that one." Yes.
All okay, right. Please. I got the golden question. So how long has it been since this happened, Miss Polly? Tell the truth. Tell the truth.
Oh, I don't have to.
Like, I'll make it up.
I would not expect any
since
other answer
less than that. Since I fantasized about it or since it happened?
Since it happened. Since
both. It happened. I want both.
She was just thinking, she was probably just watching porn before we called her. But when was the last time you experienced it?
My God, what do you think I am?
I know what you are. We've had these conversations.
I am just, well, I lead a very boring life, I'm yeah. telling you.
Yes.
fantasized about it or thought about it probably a few days ago.
There you go.
There you go. And I'm not going to answer the other one.
She pleads the fifth. Yeah. For her, plead the fifth.
Uh-huh.
TJ was like, no.
She pleads the 69th.
Well, I think most men, straight men, would definitely give that like a hard no, like immediately, without the question even getting finished.
It was definitely a hard no, but yeah. I was so interested in hearing what she was going to say.
Exactly.
Here's my question. Here's something that I have to ask.
What is it?
I'm going to ask a question of you guys.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to twist the turn the tables on you. So, here's my question. If your significant other, if you're in a relationship, and you've discussed this menage possibility, and she said her fantasy was to have two men, how would you feel about that?
No.
It would be considered an ex-girlfriend at that point. No, first off, I would never, if for me, I'm sorry, I'll be the dick here. It would be a complete problem for me if the girls with said, hey, I fantasize about having two dudes. That's not at all attractive. That kind of would shake, at least for me. I mean, I'm not prude. I think everyone knows that, but that would just be weird for me. For my girl to be like, hey, I want to suck some other dude's dick while you're banging me. That is not cool.
Yeah, that was fun in college, but
it was
not your wife.
With a homeboy and another chick. Yeah,
if it's someone, I don't know. Like,
you're in a relationship.
I dated the
homeboy and another chick.
Probably,
like, I mean, like, not the wife, like,
oh yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I had
once you're in a relationship on Facebook status,
that's no more.
No,
exactly
you do.
I had
a girl that I dated.
Gino is dying, by the way.
Gino's just you have the talent, tennis pros that want to do stuff with you with their balls and all that, Gino. So
wait, what
exactly? I had a girl once that I was dating who, like, just we were just dating, like, we weren't doing anything. No, we were just hanging out. And she just decided to divulge this fantasy, and her fantasy was for two of my friends, and she named them to you and myself to bang her. And of course,
all three of you,
all three, and it was like, I mean, we were just randomly hanging out.
Gino might just faint right now.
No, man, it was for me. It was someone I didn't care anything emotionally wise. I was not invested, but it was still a weird.
What, like, did you say? I'd love to have seen your face.
Mm. No, I didn't make it weird because I'm not prude or that stuff.
Like, that's
but,
cool.
But yeah, like, I was okay, like, well, three of us, three holes.
Is there, yeah. Yeah. Right.
But we do have a few more orifices.
Yeah, that's
more
very
than
true.
Three?
You say
three. Well, I meant, you know, we have three.
Oh, okay. Wow, like, when you said, I don't know. What other three do you got?
We have more than three? I didn't know that.
New stuff to learn from Miss Polly.
I said we have a few.
Gino has missed being on this podcast, I can tell. Right?
But it was weird. It made it weird. And I stopped dating her shortly after just because,
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess my question would be, like, just because, I mean, because there are men out there, believe it or not, who are straight, who like to share women.
I know that for a fact, not that I've had anyone ask me. I know friends of mine who their wife's husband paid my friend
I know that
have
too.
Sex with.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't get paid for it, but I've been asked to bang some couple guys' wives.
Yeah. And it's just weird.
Really?
Yeah, but that's just weird. That's weird.
I've been asked to go home with people, but I didn't know that on the guy's end. Like a guy is like, will you bang my wife? But this happened in your home.
What?
What? I'm sorry, what?
I just remember that.
What?
Didn't somebody come to your house and ask your brother to bang their wife?
Yes, but wait, I forgot.
What? How do you forget?
Oh, yeah, just now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Tell that story.
Tell this story.
Oh, my gosh. My brother came to visit from Austria a couple of weeks ago, right?
This just happened.
Yeah. I forgot about it.
Uh-huh. Oh my God.
I just remembered. Gino, weren't you there? You were there. No, you were there.
Gino's like, I'm out of this conversation. What happened?
Well, they came over and they were.
This is your neighbor.
I'm going to have to bleep that out. But yeah, my next door neighbors, they're wild. I mean, they're wild anyway.
We think they're swingers.
Are they? Well, you know, to them. Now, are they swingers. Friends, like actual friends?
They're friends, and they come over.
Is she attractive? Are they both an attractive couple?
They're attractive, yeah.
They're very attractive.
This is awesome.
But they, why does it make a difference? But okay.
But they came over, and she was like, on my brother like crazy. It was
with
so
the husband,
weird.
The husband was right
and
there.
He, what was he doing?
Nothing.
And then at one point she said something and then her husband said to my brother, like, what do you mean? Like you wouldn't kind of thing? Like he was offended.
No,
right?
Your brother. No, so I guess that my uncle was getting hit on by that person.
Yes.
And it became very uncomfortable, for my brother.
For your uncle?
You're right.
It stays uncomfortable for Gino. Gino lives an uncomfortable entire podcast.
For my uncle. And I guess he went up to the husband and was like, I would, just so you know, like, I would never, like, do that. And I guess the husband goes, so, like, almost like aggressive.
He was offended.
So offended, he goes, so what are you saying? Like, you wouldn't fuck my wife?
Oh, yeah.
Which then you're kind of in like a lose-lose. Because do you say,
yes,
I would?
Yes.
Or you say, no?
You say, you sure you're okay with this? Okay. That's
then
crazy.
Then they made them go over the house and showed them the house.
And the bedroom.
The bedroom.
Wait,
and all
wait,
of
wait,
it.
Wait, what?
Where? Yes.
My uncle and his best friend went to the house and they gave them like a tour.
A tour.
And my uncle said it became very uncomfortable when they showed them the bedroom.
Wow.
Oh, that's when he saw the change.
Yes.
In the corner.
That is crazy.
That's right. I forgot about that. That literally was like last month.
Yeah.
Well, there's all sorts of swinger clubs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah. People are really into it.
I have gotten that vibe.
Yeah.
Kind of, sort of, but.
It's amazing how that has happened.
Yeah. Right?
I've had people ask me to watch me have sex.
Wait, what?
I've had couples
just watch?
I know, yeah, I'm serious. Like in a club setting or whatnot, towards the end of the night, they're like, can we just watch you guys have sex when I was dating?
I've been told that before.
They've said the same thing. Can we watch it? Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, I wasn't.
We want to watch? I'm like, what?
I'm like, how much? And I'm just kidding.
And then they paid me and then they watched. I'm
like, get my good side though. Get my good side. No, that's, yeah. So I think it takes a special type of fucked up person to say yes, but.
There's a lot of them. Though.
There's lots of. I'm a believer in karma. I'm a believer in
karma. You would be surprised.
I was playing ball and this happened to my roommate.
Which part?
Where a guy had asked him to have sex with his wife, and I was like, "Fuck out of here! That doesn't happen."
Yeah,
like,
right.
That's like movie stuff.
Right. Yeah.
And then it happened to me a couple years later, and I was like, oh, this is stupid. This is so stupid.
Hey,
but it's cool.
So,
but it's cool.
Question is, how was it? I'm just kidding.
Oh, it's fun.
You did?
Did you do it?
Oh, man. I was liquored up and.
You did? And,
That's so funny.
So great. Yeah. Are down.
That is too funny.
He just sat there and watched.
Really?
No performance anxiety, no nothing?
Man, started off, it was like, all right, this is kind of weird. And it was like, oh, I remember this.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
You know, Gino, that's going to happen.
I like you already.
Some husband's going to be like, you know, I see you training my wife.
Oh, no.
It's usually these rich people who are just like, you know what?
Nope.
I like the way she handles the balls. And next thing you know, I'm just saying, Gino.
You're training her so well.
Woo, man.
Hey, Spider, you have been awfully quiet.
Very quiet. What's going on?
I have nothing to say about this.
Why?
I don't know. There's nothing I
do. Are you pleading the fifth?
Something like that.
Uh-huh. Vodka's supposed to make you talk a little bit
right?
more.
Right? Did you have any?
He didn't have enough.
I guess not.
We got a good bottle left. We still have the question of the day?
Yes. We got to the question of the day. Stay on, Miss Polly.
Yes, ma'am.
The two posh girls ask the question of the day.
Question of the day. Broke up with your long-term 5 years partner 2 months ago and have not spoken since. Do you text them for their birthday?
God, no.
Wait.
So, Gino, you broke up with us.
Wait. Sounds like really familiar.
Oh, that's so funny. You guys were together for how long?
4 years.
Deja.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Four and a half.
Wait. It depends on why you broke up.
Yeah.
Right?
I agree.
No. It does not depend on where you break. Well, no.
That was a very specific question.
She said Gino first. She's like, you sit here and say, I'm
Gino. We all heard Gino.
All right, Well, you know, I agree with you. It depends. If this is someone that you're dating for so, and I think if someone you're dating for so long, for 5 years, right?
That's a long time.
And you didn't want it to end. You still wanted to be with that person. I think at that point, we've all been guilty of doing stupid, crazy shit. We're like, I'm just thinking about you. I love you.
Nope.
I would say yes, but that's not surprising.
No. Marcella wants to be friends with everybody all the time.
I know. You're crazy.
I know.
So crazy.
I know. So I would say yes.
She'll go, oh, it's their birthday.
Then you reach out. How many people have you reached out to? You said happy birthday, and they're like, I love you still.
I did.
Miss Polly, you did?
All of them.
Yeah, I did. I mean, we have the same birthday.
So then you just drag the pain on longer.
I don't remember any of my ex-girlfriend's birthdays. but I do. I get texts sometimes.
You do?
Happy birthday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I think, and then imagine if a lot of time goes by. I mean, if they sucked, like, I usually forget, but sometimes I remember.
So do you respond? Hey,
happy birthday.
If they sucked, like, as a boyfriend, or they sucked?
No, as a boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Probably all the above her at that point. Right.
Isn't it all the
same? Yeah, not texting.
But what do you do when they respond to you, or you respond to them, and then they're like wanting, they're thinking that you're throwing out that olive branch of, I want to talk to you again?
It's a huge mess. We'll go into that.
So that being said, isn't it safe for two?
Why are we going into it another time?
I know. I like it. We got time to talk right now, Marcella.
But I was very surprised. That there was no communication whatsoever.
She just deflected that from herself.
Who'd you point
right
out?
To you. Right to you.
I am surprised that there has been zero communication.
Are you haven't talked to her at all? Y'all haven't talked at all since you
zero.
Broke up?
Mark. Zero.
Broke up March.
Really?
Yep. Not one thing. Not Merry Christmas.
Well, that says a couple things. Because she was cheating on you, right? Yeah. Wasn't she cheating on you? Or am I wrong? I thought you guys said she was cheating on you.
We think may at the end have been.
Okay. Well, then that, the fact that you guys were together for 4 years and she said nothing, that's usually a good indicator that they're already checked out. Mm-hmm. That doesn't make you feel better. I know that, but.
Oh, no. The only thing that would make me feel better is a time machine to take back all that time and money and energy wasted.
Do you ever you find that time machine, take me back.
God, yeah, I can think of a few that I've wasted for sure. Good Lord. Is that's crazy. That's really crazy. I would never, ever, ever, I wouldn't have any desire to say, I wouldn't want an ex to reach back out to me. Cause I don't give, I'm not.
Would you? Always. I would say happy birthday to everybody. Mm-hmm.
But you're just a unifucking corner. God. You're like,
especially on Facebook, my mom says happy birthday to everybody.
Oh, man.
Not to mention, if you get told happy birthday, let me just tell you what she used to do. Like when Facebook, before like Instagram maybe, and everybody's telling you happy birthday, she'd call me and be like, you need to say thank you to everyone. I'd be like, okay, I'll say thank you, everyone. Oh, she was like, God. No, you have to respond to each one. That's the only thing I can do. Like, thank you.
It's like sending a thank you card.
So funny. So Stacy's that way. She's like, hey, did you see the response? And I'm like, yeah, if I blanket, hey, thank you, or a light, if I just push like, that should be a good response. She's like, you got to say something.
You have to answer everyone. I mean, I think it's a very, like, I think like Miss Polly said, it's like sending a thank you card. Like, it's the polite thing to do. So.
Nope.
No.
Like, I've spent hours responding.
Well, the thing is, like, on my Instagram, if I post something and people leave a comment, I don't like their comment. I don't like
hit
the deal that I. But if it's like my son's, you know, or like this weekend, I posted, you know, the plaque that I was given for the induction and all these different pictures. People are like, oh, congratulations, you know, this. I like those. So that should be enough. Like, oh, well, he doesn't respond.
I think liking is good.
Ones.
I think if you could just
but
like
I
it.
Can't say thank you.
I say everyone. Thank you. I have to respond to everybody.
Yes. Good. You're so proper. Well, especially the ex-boyfriends.
Your mother raised you well.
I don't have ex-boyfriends commenting on my stuff, but.
Really? Oh, man. That's
I think
crazy.
We're all blocked from each other at this point.
Most good of Lord.
Them.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably a good thing.
It is a good thing.
Good thing. X's are X's for a reason.
Yeah, that's why
they
there's
never
the block
work
button.
Back out.
The block ever. In red.
So Gino is like, nope, and nope, and nope.
And if you add me on Instagram, I will not follow you back.
Yeah. MVP. So just know, you forever suck. So.
I mean, we have said that this platform really, like... Don't do us dirty these days. Now I have probably slaughtered all ex-boyfriends on here.
Slaughtered?
Have I not? Every single one has come up. Now Gino's ex-girlfriend. So like moving forward, nobody's gonna like do anything to us.
That's so funny.
But
that's
we'll talk about
it. I love this.
How about the threat we got one time? And don't you dare bring this up on your podcast.
You had access
to dance
that?
Mom. And guess what she did? Brought it up. And read the whole message.
I sure did.
No kidding. You ever hear from her?
Nope. No.
That's awesome.
Dude, you said, I have a cool vibe. You were just like.
Yeah, right.
I was like, man, I'm digging that. I want to lean back too.
Right on. Right on. That's good.
That's good.
I'm like sitting all up at the mic.
I switch around. Sometimes I'm like this or that.
Don't do them dirty.
That's right. No one fuck us over. We'll do the same thing.
We never say names.
I think I like Miss Polly.
Yeah, both.
Yeah,
of that
Polly. You love Miss Polly.
Like
Polly.
Yeah, Miss. Oh, yeah. You think you like Miss Polly? Everybody loves Miss Polly.
Can't not like Miss Polly.
I like being liked.
You're loved.
Hey, Miss Polly, are you coming back to visit us anytime soon?
I don't have anything scheduled on the books. But if you kind of give me an idea, it will have to be after the holidays.
Well, thank. Put it
They're
in the calendar.
Crazy.
We need to
find a
come
date
back.
After the holidays.
We need to redo our photo.
Yeah. You definitely got to come back. You definitely got to come back.
That's it. Those are always real fun.
You know, and then I will have two bottles of vodka.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting to have TJ on with our bourbon guy also.
Yeah, two liquor people.
Yeah, that would actually just be kind of cool.
It would be interesting.
You know? So,
but the thing is, a lot of us.
Well, who doesn't like being liquored up?
I'm saying. Yeah. I'm saying.
I didn't understand that if it was talking about liquor or
anything that comes liquor. From Miss Polly. You gotta double question it for sure.
But no, some of the local Texas whiskey brands, we all try and help each other out because I mean we're not in competition. It's like, hey, let's help each other here. You know, if you're doing a tasting, let me jump in on your tastings with you. One girl can taste your bourbon and my vodka, and then we can double up on tastings. You know,
cool.
and split the cost.
Well, what's cool I just brain farted his name. He was just with us Tuesday.
Randy.
Randy. So he doesn't work for a company. He just has this, he's part of this bourbon society. He's really, he's just really badass guy. He was really informative and just, it was a great show, but just, I think it'd be cool to have both y'all on the same time. Yeah. Talking whiskey and bourbon.
Probably teach me something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. stuff. Well, on that note, you guys, thank you everyone for listening.
Thank you.
Appreciated.
Thank you.
Please subscribe to our podcast.
And follow MVP Vodka.
Yes.
Follow MVP Vodka and TJ Glover. And thank you so much for taking the time coming to see us.
Thanks, TJ. Thanks for having me.
We'll be back with Miss Polly. Love you, Miss Polly. Bye.
Love you.
Love you.
If you like our show, you can follow us on all social media handles. Two Posh Podcast is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as Two Posh Boutique is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And my personal Instagram is Gabby Talks, and my Facebook is Gabrielle Kendler Gilmore. So reach out to us, and here's Marcella's social media handles.
Also, our podcast is on all podcast networks. That you can find. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat at Marcella Ranieri. Nothing really creative. My first and last name, MarcellaRaneri.
You can find me on Facebook at Bernie Diamond, or you can follow me on Instagram at _Bernie_Diamond. And there you go.
And Two Posh Podcast is also on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel. Miss Polly.
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at PR by Polly. My Twitter handle is Miss Polly Sex EDU.
Hey. Beautiful, everyone. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to our channel. Subscribe to podcasts.
YouTube.
And YouTube.
You can see us all.
Yeah, and you, everyone have a wonderful day.